We are now living, and you better believe it, we are now living in the church militant. How are we ever? Well, we're destined, please God, to enter the church triumphant. And that through all eternity. We go on. How is the church the universal sacrament of salvation? A term coined by the Second Vatican Council and should be memorized. It is the Council's equivalent of the defined article of faith that outside the Church there is no salvation. Meaning what? Whoever is saved only because of the graces that that person has received. Remember, from Christ, but through the Catholic Church. There is no truth anywhere in the world except where the Catholic Church has sown the truth. There is no hope anywhere in the world except where the Catholic Church, drawing on her divine revelation, provides hope for the human race. This is not a clever phrase. It is hard, metal, hard reality. As a society departs from Catholic Christianity, it moves further and further and further away from reality. Most Americans are living, what a safe statement. Most Americans are living in a dream world. And not coincidentally, inevitably, most of the reading that Americans do, the exact statistics are 90% of all the reading. Now, the 200 plus million Americans do, 90% is fiction. Do you hear me? It's fiction. And people love it. They love it. Living in that never, never land of unreality. Whatever else we should get from our meditation on the ninth article of the Creed, I believe in the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints. Let's make sure we know this article says, I believe in reality. I believe there's a real God. I believe there's a real earth. There are real human beings. There's a real heaven and a real hell. No wonder Christ identified himself by telling us, I am the truth. Truth, as we know, is the conformity of mind with reality. We Catholics have access to reality as we go on with the retreat. I'll be more outspoken. I don't want to use the word more merciless. In the name of God, my brothers in Christ, let's show the world that we know. We know this reality. Live it. Because that's what the world is starving for. Starving for the truth. And we have it. One phrase that many Catholics have been, shall I say, embarrassed by is the Second Vatican Council's declaration, not just once, but many times, about the Church being the people of God. All kinds of characters have done all kinds of stupid things with the Second Vatican Council. Don't blame the Council. Blame them. And thank God, we have a Pope who participated in all the sessions of the Council. How then, we ask ourselves, is the Church the people of God? The Church is the people of God in four basic ways. Pardon me. I say four, then I proceed to list seven ways. And I have the editor's copy. It's a woman. Says the woman editor. Author, you say four basic ways in the question, but there are seven elements in your answer. Thanks. Thanks. I can count. Let's make it seven. How then is the Church the people of God? First, those who belong to the Church are called by God to be a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. We have a vocation. Let me repeat it. We've been called by God to be members of this Church. Most of the human race does not belong to the Church founded by Christ. From all eternity, God anticipated what he would do. Secondly, the members of the Church are born of water and the Spirit of God. In other words, we are the people of God because the Spirit of God, hear it, the Holy Spirit himself enters our souls and, as we say, begins to dwell in our souls and produces in our souls what we call the created gift of sanctifying grace. Again, we are called the people of God because the head of the church is Jesus Christ, the incarnate Son of God. Surely, we deserve to be called the people of God if our head is the living God who became man. Again, our people have the Holy Spirit dwelling in them as in a temple of God. Oh, how this needs to be said. Having the Holy Spirit dwelling in our hearts. Our bodies, therefore, are sacred. The most fundamental reason why chastity is such a precious virtue is because sins against chastity are desecrations of the temple of the Holy Spirit. Again, we are the people of God because the laws of the church are the new law given by God become man. These are the laws of God indeed, but of God who had to become man to give us these laws and hear it, and laws which the same God become man first practiced himself, even as he told us to follow his example. Again, the church's mission is that of being the salt of the earth and light of the world, as revealed by the Word of God. And finally, the church's destiny is the kingdom of God in heaven. The kingdom of God, we believe, is on earth already among those who believe in Jesus Christ and recognize in him the head of the church to which they belong. In other words, we are destined to reach a heavenly eternity where Jesus Christ will no longer be invisible, but the visible head of his mystical body, the church which he founded. Lord Jesus, you are both the founder of the church by shedding your blood on the cross, and you are the one who feeds the church on your own precious body and blood whenever we receive you in Holy Communion. We beg you to keep us close to you here on earth and look forward to enjoying an endless eternity in your company. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.